There could be a vote as early as tomorrow on that budget deal that was announced last night on Capitol Hill. The deal was agreed to by the chief negotiators, Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and Democratic Senator Patty Murray. It would avert big budget showdowns for the next 2 years, but it does not tackle thorny issues like tax increases or big cuts in entitlement spending.
Instead, Ryan and Murray agreed to set a slightly higher limit on overall government spending, and they agreed to raise some money to replace automatic spending cuts known as the sequester, and they'll do so by increasing airline fees and increasing the amount new federal workers pay into their pensions. This morning, conservative Republican Senator Tom Coburn told MSNBC he plans to vote against the deal because it doesn't fully address federal spending. But House Majority Leader Republican Eric Cantor sang its praises.
The deal is something that accomplishes deficit reduction, permanent pension reform for government employees, and it doesn't raise taxes. And it is consistent with Republican efforts all along to try and replace the sequester with permanent savings that just make a lot more sense.
Well, joining us on the line is Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen. He is the ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee. Congressman Van Hollen, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
First of all, what's your take on this budget deal? Is it a good one or a bad one?
Well, it's far from perfect, and it's certainly not the kind of budget agreement I would have written if I was writing it on my own. But I would say, on balance, it's a small step forward and better than the alternative, because the alternative right now is to have very deep sequester cuts take place a few weeks from now, and all the uncertainty that would bring and the possibility of a government shutdown. So on balance, with all its problems, I still think the pros outweigh the cons.
Now, there have been a lot of compromises made in getting to this point. And we know that you're probably not terribly thrilled that new federal government hires will have to, for example, pay more into their pensions than current federal workers. That's a compromise that Congressman Paul Ryan made because he wants to make all federal workers pay more. But I wonder, like, given the sort of it's better than nothing thinking that you just shared with us, how are you going to vote tomorrow?
Well, a couple of things. First, on federal employees, right? The Republicans want to really stick it to federal employees, and I would strongly oppose that because these are hardworking folks who have already borne the brunt of a lot of the government shutdown and the chaos. So that was greatly reduced, as you indicated, in its current form, will not impact any federal employees who are currently on the job. It will impact people hired after January 1st. And by the way, it will help federal employees because it will help avoid furloughs. But look, there are other issues with the bill. For example, it does not include unemployment insurance, so we're going to be fighting for that. But if you just look at the budget provisions on their own, as I said, because it prevents these very deep cuts to things like education, to things like our investment in scientific research and medical research and other areas of the budget, I think on balance, I will support it. Now, there's another issue coming up in the House right now with an effort to attach something that relates to what we call the doc fix and doctors that provide Medicare. So that all may get rolled into something that changes the complexion of this debate. But just on the narrow confines of the budget agreement, again, the pros outweigh the cons.
Well, you mentioned those unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed in this country. So let me just ask you a little bit more about that, because an extension of those benefits is not included in this budget deal. So is there any possibility that an extension could happen through, say, a separate agreement before the end of the month?
Well, later today, Congressman Sandy Levin, who's been a great leader on trying to extend unemployment compensation, and I will go to the House Rules Committee to urge them and ask them and insist that they make in order an amendment that would provide at least a short-term extension of unemployment compensation. So we'll have a vote on that issue in the Rules Committee. Now, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, has said he's opposed to it. But we will put it to a vote in that committee, and it would be unconscionable if Congress were to leave town without addressing the unemployment compensation issue.
Congressman Van Hollen, let me ask you, as you know, the public approval ratings for Congress as a whole are pretty much rock bottom. What do you want the American people to gather from Congress's efforts on this budget deal?
Well, they're at rock bottom for a good reason, which is there are a whole pile of important pieces of work that have not been completed. Look, this budget agreement is a very small agreement, but it is a little baby step in the right direction.
Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen is the ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee. Congressman Van Hollen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.